Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'ulim in the Silas Yishalim. We're in the fifth Perek, and Rabbeinu tells us that the only antidote to the Yetzer is Torah. Achmo Asik B'Torah, in the fifth Perek. B'Rasu D'Racheha, Sibuya B'Asal Hosein, and Sof Sof Melev Yishadish B'Asorot. But if he twirls in Torah, when he sees its ways, commandments, and warnings, behold, on his own, eventually renewal will awaken within him, which will bring him to the good path. Is what our Chachamim tell us. Would it be that they abandoned me but kept my Torah, for the light within it would bring them back to good? So here we've been learning, among other things, the parish of the Bilvavi Mishkan Ebnan, Silas Yisharim. He says that, but tonight that you're really looking for the light of Torah. Okay, you can leave God and learn Torah, but you have to look for the light. Otherwise, the person's not going to find it. And, you know, there are people who learn Torah who aren't models of exemplary behavior. So you have to be looking for the light. Included in this is also to fix daily times for the accounting of deeds and their correction, as I mentioned earlier. In other words, included in Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zehirus is Kviyus Itim El Cheshbon HaMaiseh, to fix daily times for the accounting of deeds and their correction. You have to do a Cheshbon HaNefesh. So, Chora, Torah Mevi'a Lidei Zehirut HaKavna B'Limut. So here we're talking about the Torah that brings you to Zehirus. And if you're talking about Cheshbon HaMaisa, that's not included in Torah, that's included in Zahirus itself. It's not Mevi'a Lidei Zahirus. That is Zahirus. Aval ba'omek yoter, ha'maskanot hanovot mi'cheshbon ha'maaseh tluyot b'tzurat asiyat ha'cheshbon. Me'eze nekuda yotzim. So the truth is that the conclusions that emerge from the Cheshbon HaMaisa depend and how you do the cheshbon, what nekuda you're coming out from. You have two partners in a business. Each one is making a cheshbon how much he's earning from this business. And they're partners, and they get to a different account, different number. How is that? Question is how you look at it. Because there are different definitions of what's defined as earnings. What's defined as principle? What's considered that you have it now? What's considered something in the future? What's a business expense? What's not a business expense? And remember, we're dealing with two partners here, and they have to split up the profits. So each one is going to be biased in his own favor. So when you have a dry cheshbon, and it's not complicated, it's clear. But when it's more complicated, more complex, then the cheshbon isn't clear. So if you say in your computer 2 plus 2, the computer's going to tell you 4, that's not a problem. The question is it really 2 plus 2? Mayim ha'netunim, what are the facts here? A person can make a cheshbon and nefesh and never get to the emes. Why is that? Moshe l'mad davar doyme, adam yechashben et ha-schora sheyesh lo b'machsanim, 1,000 ton sukkar, ve'od 1,000 ton kemach, yegiya l'alpayim ton cheshbon nachon. Aval ha-baya hi shebemetziut ein lo b'machsan afilo 500 ton mikol suk. Makes a cheshbon ha-nefesh, he has 1,000 tons of sugar, 1,000 tons of flour for dealing with a business. So he has 2,000 tons. 1,000 of this, 1,000. The problem is that he doesn't even have 500 tons of each type. In other words, you get the facts wrong, then the cheshbon is going to be off. Person has to be tofes things, understand things as they are. לאדם יש שתי בחינות. יש אדון מלשון אדמה, וגם מלשון אדמה, דמיון. אדמה, man is on the earth, so he perceives the מציאות correctly. On the other hand, man is filled with דמיונס, that's the name man, אדם, לשון דמיון. Man is filled with דמיונס. הקדוש ברוך הוא הסתכל באורייתא, וברא עלמא. הקדוש ברוך הוא looked into the Torah and created the world. כלומר, התורה היא המציאות. אם אדם דבוק באמת בתורה, הוא יכול לתפוס את המציאות כמו שהיא. אם אדם לא דבוק באמת בתורה, הוא חי באלמה, בדמיון, הוא לא תופס את המציאות כמו שהיא. הוא עושה חשבון הנפש של עצמו, אך אינו מבין את עצמו. בכדי שיבין את עצמו, מוכרח שתהיה לו תפיסת אמת, תפיסת המציאות כמו שהיא. נמצא איפה שאם אין לאדם תורה מביאה לידי זהירות, חסרה לו תפיסת המציאות. וממילא, חשבון המעשה שלו לא יהיה נכון. Person's dovuk be'emes b'toira, then he'll perceive reality correctly. But if he's not dovuk be'emes b'toira, he's living in a world of imagination. He doesn't perceive reality as it is. He makes a cheshbon and effort, but he doesn't have sense, he doesn't have self-awareness. If a person doesn't have correct self-awareness, then he's going to be making the wrong cheshbon. So if a person doesn't have the toira mevi'a lidei zehirus, he doesn't perceive reality correctly. In other words, he has to look, learn Torah properly and learn himself properly, and then put the two together. He has to see himself as reflected by the Torah. What would the Torah say about the way he is, the way he's acting? That's part of Torah Lidei Zehirus. And the Torah is supposed to give you the correct reality. The Torah is supposed to be Motzi Mechlal Dimyon. Job of the Torah is to put you on the path of the Seichel of Emes, reality. Therefore, Torah is Mevi'a Lidei Zehirus because it puts you in the world of reality, not the world of Dimyonis. Continues Rabbeinu, Umelvad kol zeh, ma shi yishe'er lo p'nai me'asakav im chacham uvadai shelo yavdeyu, el yochaz bo, miyad velo yarpeyu, lasok bo ve'esek nafsho, besides all this, all the free time he has left from his affairs, if he's wise, certainly he shouldn't waste it. But rather, to immediately grasp hold of it and not be lax in it. Utilizing it to toil in the affairs of his soul and its improvement in the service of God. Chorah, לא מובן מדוע דווקא אם חכם הוא לא יאבד זמנו. הרי כל אדם שאינו טיפש גמור יודע שהחיים נגמרים וצריך לנצל כל רגע. הסיבה שאינו מיישם זאת בפועל הוא משום שיש לו יצר הרע, יש לו תאוות. אבל מה זה קשור לחכם? רבינו says that if he's a chacham, he's not going to waste his time. Why only a chacham? Everybody, unless the guy is living in a world of complete demyonis, knows he's going to die, and that every moment of life is valuable. As mazik kashul lachacham, why does he have to dafka be a chacham? Omek hadvarim, chacham hagdarato. What's a chacham? A chacham is somebody who is connected to chachma. Not a potential chacham, but after he learns, he'll know. But a person who has in a revealed way this nekudas hachachma. Before he's connected to chachma. Only such a person is going to take advantage of his free time לעסוק בעסק נפשו ותיקון עבודתו. שכן, טבע האדם להתחבר למה שהוא אוהב. כל אחד, בשעת הפנאי, חושק באופן טבעי לעשות את מה שהוא אוהב לעשות. The nature of a person is to connect to what he likes, to what he enjoys, to what gives him pleasure. Everybody desires in their free time to do what they enjoy doing. What does a child like to do? He likes to play ball very often. Whenever I go outside, I see Baruch Hashem, beautiful Yeshikindalach, jumping rope, or Meidlach. It's the girls. For whatever reason, boys aren't into jumping rope, girls are. They're jumping rope, they're throwing around a ball, playing soccer. They have these makeshift soccer courts. You know, they put a rack over here, a rack over there, and that's the goal. And then the street is the, it's not a busy street. It's, you know, like where residential homes are. Not so many cars. So they play a soccer game. That's what gives them pleasure. Somebody else likes to ride his bike. Right? And think today, people have their wheels, so many different corkinets and different types of things with wheels that people drive around on, little kids. What does an adult do b'shas ha'pnai? Some people love news. They go to this news site and to that news site. Some people like to scroll and they go to social media and they go to Twitter and Facebook, here, there. Where does a chacham go when he has a few free minutes? The answer is to chacham. To chachma. That's where he goes. He doesn't go anywhere else. So everybody has nisyanos, everybody has tirdus in life. But even when people don't have tirdus, most people aren't going to chachma. So it's not the chuk of their life. That's why people go. They WhatsApp, they send around jokes, they send around funny memes, however you pronounce that. Because they're not, there's nothing wrong with humor. We're big fans of humor. But they're not turning to chachma. Zabaya. Torah is only bringing one to Zehirus if one is connected to Torah. It's not only a question of how much he learns. A person can learn all day and not be connected. It could be that somebody is extremely connected. He has to work, he has other things he has to do, but he's very connected. The question is, what's his chibul nafshi? And the way to test that is what he does when he needs a few free minutes. Al mishkavi ba'alelos bikashti yashava nafshi. What are you thinking about? What's when a person lies in bed? What's on his mind? We could read people's minds when they put down their mind when they go to bed. A lot of us, I think, would be pretty embarrassed. It's not always b'divrei chachma. Does a person feel that kihem chayenu? That's when Torah brings him to zehirus. Zeh amavsel api shiyaser kleinu yaser kala mishalotze limalech mimenu. And this mafsid, this detrimental fact we have discussed, is the most prevalent. But it's the easiest if you want to escape it. In other words, the world that gets a person off zehirus, the matters of the world. It's the most prevalent, but it's the easiest to avoid. A person has to be malgil himself to be oisek b'inyani chachma. Times when it's very difficult for him, he should learn chachma that's easier. When his mind is clear, he should learn deeper things. Let's say, when your mind is clear and you're feeling strong, so then you knack around, you learn the shmeitza with the ha'aretz of the stipler and Rav Shach. And when you're more tired, so then you learn parsha, not as heavy, stories and Rashi, Tzimunkulos, or Chaim, Kliyokar, Musar. So that's a little bit easier on the mind. That maybe takes less intellectual energy. But always being oisek b'divrei chachma. When a person doesn't have koach, what he usually does is he read newspapers. And the problem with that is, besides the lashon hara and the rechilos and the matzi shemra and the bad pictures and all the other problems, but he's involving himself in things that don't require thought, especially with all the pictures. And pictures is dimyan; it's not seichel. So most people aren't thinking so much; they just read it for a break, and then they accustom themselves not to be involved in thought and deep thought. So, of course, a person needs downtime to relax, but not what we're talking about. He's already yotzei relaxing time. Now he has free time. He already relaxed. He slept his 8 hours. He ate his three meals. And now he has free time. What is he going to do? So it's easier to just go on to New York Times or Ruth Sheva or Fox News, whatever a person likes. That's where people go, where people go. And that's not Divrei Chachma. Or maybe it is Divrei Chachma, but it's very distorted Chachma, making one think in ways that are completely against the Torah and what we believe in. The goal is that one should seek out Chachma, Mishkavi Balelos. The stronger your Machshav is, the more likely you are to succeed. The less a person's thinking, so then he just gets sucked into what everybody else is doing. Achasheni, the second detrimental factor to Zihirus, Ukoshe Meoid, is very severe. Vuaschoik Valotzim. Laughter and levity. One who's immersed in these is like one who's immersed in the great sea, from which it is extremely difficult to escape. For behold, laughter destroys a man's heart. Until reason and knowledge no longer rule in him. Reu kishikor shote, asher ei efshar latet lahem orma ol hanigam, ki einam mekablim hanaga. He becomes like a drunkard or a madman, whereby it's impossible to give counsel or guide for them, or guide them, for they're incapable of accepting any direction. We're not talking about, making a joke. Open up people's hearts, make them feel good. Rabbi used to, so I started a shiur with the Milsa Dudichsa. We're talking about cynicism. Very negative type of humor. As I'll say, on the Pasuk, Zayd Yar Letzshema, a gaivetika wanton person, it's called a Letz. As I'll say, that's a Malek. That's the Zayd, this the proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name. That's a Malik. Malik is the most difficult klipa. That's how the Ramchal knew that this Leitzanis is so difficult, so hard to escape from, because it's klipa samalik. Letz shmo, zed yar letz shmo, that's a malik. A malik is a letz. A malik is the cynic who takes everything of value and devalues it. Because schok makes a person like a shikr, like a drunk person, like a fool. So you can't give them wisdom, you can't guide them, because they're not makabel. The opposite of leitzanis is kavod rosh. Person who's guided with a heavy head. The head is heavy on him. It guides him. And a letz is somebody who does things with kalas rish. He takes something that's serious and he turns it into leitzanis. Chazal say, kol leitzanus asir abar me leitzanus ed avay dezar deshalia. All leitzanis is asir except for leitzanis of avay dezar. Why is leitzanis of avay dezar? When I say leitzanis of avay dezar, it means b'chlal. It's good to make leitzanis of the shtusim of Olam Hazeh. People take seriously and show how nonsensical it is. So that's why you take Avodah Zarah and you show it's nonsense. Abeita Abdun. That's the way you destroy it. You can destroy it physically and you can destroy it ideologically by making fun of it. And Amalek is the most difficult klipa. They take Am Yisrael, the Kedush of Am Yisrael, and they make it into nothing. They try to destroy it. You know, the Nazis, definitely a klipa Amalek. That's what they were doing. So what a person has to have is a Torah that brings him to Zehirus. His Torah helps you take things seriously. You're learning the halacha. What would be the halacha in this case? What would be the halacha in that case? Malamed of a kid calls up and says that there's a problem with the kid. And then the parent says, no, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. The reality is that it's not okay. You have to do something. So sometimes a person looks at life, looks at their spiritual life, and says everything's okay. Because he doesn't want to deal with the true reality. So this whole thing of the world with jokes, with humor. So a lot of times it's just a way to escape reality. Because if you're in your imaginary world, everything is okay. It's why people like entertainment, movies, television. What's movies and television? What are movies? It's just an escape from reality. Just people acting like they're somebody who they really are not. Getting a lot of money to do so, and people watch them. You get into the whole plot. He's in love with her, she's in love with him. Shoots him, he kills him, he robbed a bank. So much is so exciting. It's a world of demianus. And that might be the omic, why people enjoy humor. On one hand, humor is very healthy. A lot of health benefits to humor. We're not talking against humor, Chas V'Shalom. However, we have to be careful it's only used in a healthy way. Because humor is also a way to escape reality. Because that's what Leitzanis does. Leitzanis takes you out of reality. When you can laugh, you can forget all your problems, which is very important sometimes to do. But it's also dangerous. And that becomes one's life. And one always goes to that place to one's not dealing with reality. There's a serious reality here. Schok v'kalas rosh matzias adam and oilam, Chazal tells us. So they take him out of reality. And if he's not living in reality, then he's not going to be zayu. Because zehirus is zehirus from reality. Sometimes people invest shaky things and they lose a lot of money. That also comes from Leitzanis. Because they're living in an imaginary world. You know, it's like it's a better example is a person who buys a lottery ticket. It's just an imaginary. He's imagining he's going to be a millionaire, a billionaire. Now, the odds of somebody winning the lottery are only slightly better than the odds of him growing wings and flying to the moon. We always hear about the people who won. We don't hear about the tens of millions of people who lost. It's very, 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 and yet people still do it every day. Because they want to escape reality. The reality is that they're not multimillionaires. And they want to imagine for a moment they will be. So for the $2 it cost them, that the ticket cost them, they're willing to take the chance. Because it makes them feel good for those few minutes that they can hope. They can live in their world of demyanis and say, ah, maybe I'm going to win. The Torah brings you to Zahiris. Torah is Metzius. Not an imaginary world. The rabbis tell us, that's the correct quote. It also takes you out of the world, out of reality. But Lashon and Avos is Tzchok Kachas Rosh Yom Sadem Le'erva. Ki Af Bi Shechemur Ever Etzel Kol Ben Das Libi Yor Mekarvi Lam Mekoch Hatzir Shebo Nikvar Nitzar Ba Yitzichol Ha'amitas God the Pishav Rav Onshin is Tzchok Kachas Rosh Moshichem Was Mat Mat Mekarv Masa Olof Vekarv Shti Ayir Asselo Me'ol Mat 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 Raigach Mat Raigach Shigil Ab Anatz Me'ol Seel. This was said by Shlomo HaMelech. Instead of laughter, it was madness and merriment. What use is it? And Chum tell us that Tzchok Kachas Rosh and Margil is a person. Habituate a person to illicit relations. And even though sexual immorality is regarded as severe by every man of faith, and his heart fears approaching it due to the vivid picture that has been imprinted in his mind of the enormity of the sin and the severe punishment it incurs, nevertheless laughter and lightheadedness draw him on little by little, advancing him near till the fear of sin leaves him bit by bit, degree after degree, until a maisi does the aveva. Not only Tzchok and Leitzanus about Arayas bring him to Arayas, but Tzchok and Leitzanus about other things. Because he loses his Yira. He's out of the world of Metzias. He's in the world of Shtus. And he's in the world of Shtus. So then, okay, he can go for the Arayas. What's going to happen? Everything's going to be okay. Do whatever Aver he wants. Loses Yira. Kol kach lama fishkimo kol Metzias, kol Metzias is Yira, stali b'sim mislei ba'alvam, kol kain kol And why is this? Because just like the essence of watchfulness involves putting matters to mind, so the essence of laughter is to remove from one's mind straight rational thinking so that thoughts of fearing God don't enter his heart at all. It's totally besimus lev, paying attention. A shechita knife, you check by put it over one's nail. And then he feels if there's a pegima or not. And if he's not paying attention, he's not going to feel the pegima, the blemish in the knife. The more sensitive he is to it, the more focused he is, the more he's going to feel it. In the heart, there's a part that has feelings, love, hatred, joy, sadness, anger. And then there's another part where you perceive reality. When a person's checking the knife, it's not about Avos Hashem, it's not about Yiras Hashem. He's being tofes the Metzius. Does the knife have a pegim or not? And if he's not paying attention, he's not going to perceive reality. He's not going to be tofes the Metzius. Only the heart does. What's Yira built on? Why doesn't a person jump at the fire? Is it because he's very careful? Lo. Zehirut v'simat lev meravit nitzrech nitzrechim b'mekom shesh chashash rachok. Shkem sikun me'od dak. Az haidei simat lev meravit omdim al hasikun v'nitzarim yimen. סיכויים הקיימים, סיכונים, הקיימים על פני השטח, אין צורך בשימת לב מרבית. You don't need, with a very obvious fear, very obvious danger, you don't need to pay too much attention. You don't need special zihus. You're naturally going to be careful. And it's an obvious danger. It's only more subtle dangers. Walking down the street, you don't see a pothole. So it's the pothole that you have to be careful of. I know when I used to walk on the west side of Manhattan, so a lot of these stores, they have these downstairs storage places. And there's a big hole in the sidewalk. And that's where they have all their storage, down below. And if you're not, a person's not careful, chas v'shalom, he doesn't see that hole, he can end up, chas v'shalom, falling into the hole and hurting himself. So that's a little bit more kedem, a little more subtle of a danger, something somebody doesn't notice. So it's those that you need zehilus for. Obvious things like a big fire, of course you're not going to jump in. You don't jump into the fire because that's your nature. And that's exactly what a yira is. After a person's tayfes the mitzias, he doesn't have to pay attention all the time because that's the mitzias. But you need to pay careful attention to see the mitzias. In other words, make it your second nature that you're careful about things. Torah is mevi'ah de zehilus because it gives you a clear perception of reality, and then memela you're going to be a zayir. And Leitzanus takes you out of Mitzias and Neil out of Yira. It's important to use humor a little bit in order to let loose, release tension. People are very tense. But mitzvah sheni, to remember that it's only a kli for avodas Hashem. Of course, it's important to distinguish between humor and leitzanus. Humor isn't necessarily leitzanus. Sometimes there's healthy humor, there's good humor. It gives you a different perspective of the situation. A lot to say about humor. There's a lot of research done. But again, a lot of times it's used to escape reality. And that could be very unhealthy. And Leitzanus is taking something chashuv, something valuable, and devaluing it, which is what humor often does. And then you can't get musar, as we're going to see in the next year, Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.